Thanks very much. Outside the Olympic Village here in Rio de Janeiro, where it's a lovely day, blue skies, sunshine, and I'm with a man from the City of Sheffield Swimming Club who finished fourth in an Olympic final, Max Litchfield. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Just talk us through the competition, finishing, of course, with that final. So close.
Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely amazed to come away with fourth. I came in here hoping to just kind of get in there, swim fast, and hopefully get to a final. And so to get there and two personal bests and to come fourth is absolutely amazing.
Will there be a part of you, though, that there's just that tinge of disappointment that you're fourth and you know one place more, it's a medal, it's an Olympic medal?
Yeah, I mean, I came fourth at the Europeans a couple of years back, which was a similar sort of situation. But, I mean, at the end of the day, there's a two-second gap between myself and third, so it's not like it was a matter of hundredths between the medals. So I guess I could be a little bit disappointed, but at the end of the day, I'm going to come back from this stronger, better athlete and push on for the medals next time.
What's been the experience here? What's it been like for you?
It's been absolutely amazing. Kind of more than I could dream of, really. Just the experience to be here swimming with the best in the world and to watch the other guys on the team and everyone else swimming absolutely fantastically is amazing. I mean, Adam Peaty the other night was absolutely out of this world. And to watch him race and to say that I've trained with him is absolutely fantastic.
He is a cut above, isn't he? And a silver medal for Jazz Carlin as well. We mustn't forget that. The swim team must be pretty pleased right now.
Yeah, very happy. I mean, we've had a good couple of days and we're going to have another good day today, hopefully. 4x2 guys are in today, so world champions last year, so see what they can do later.
What is there for you now at the rest of this Olympics? Do you stay around? Do you enjoy it?
It's just kind of soaking up the experience for me and team cheerleader for the rest of the week, and just going to go in there and cheer those guys on every session, and hopefully we can come away with plenty more medals.
What's your final message back to the Steel City then?
Just thank you so much for all your support. The messages and thanks from Twitter and Facebook have been absolutely amazing, so thank you to everyone at home.
Well, Max, thanks for talking to us on Radio Yorkshire.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Max Litchfield there talking to us just outside the Olympic Village here. His Olympics is over, fourth in the Olympic final, and with that, back to you.